Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you'll hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. In today's episode, I'll be sharing a huge mountain that I had to overcome, but I always had faith of a mustard seed that it would be okay. It's a story that I've talked about, but in a private Facebook group setting, not so much publicly. But here I am. I told you I was going to be real, raw, and share what is on my heart. So here I go. Okay, first of all, before I get started, I want to stop and say that this story will be about my journey with the breast implants and the breast implant illness. But first, I want to share the backstory that led me to get my implants in the first place. And I also want to say that I am not in any way saying that I'm anti-implant or that women who get implants because of the reason that they all don't get them because of the reason that I did. This is just my story. So I'm going to go ahead and share it. So if you heard any part of my story over the years, you know that in 2014, my marriage was falling apart. Well, you know, if we're all honest, it falls apart before it becomes obvious that it's fallen apart. So it slowly started falling apart years before that. But in 2014, that's when I was faced with the reality that my spouse was telling me he no longer wanted me or wanted to be married to me. He no longer loved me or even wanted me. Of course, I did what people pleasers do, because remember, I'm a recovering people pleaser. I wanted to do whatever it took for him to change his mind. There were other things, emotional, mental, verbal abuse, that I was just accepting. Because the fear of the unknown, the fear of letting God and my family down, if I did decide to stand up for myself, the fear of damaging my daughters if they had to be raised in a broken home, and what the church has made me believe all those years that no matter what, we stay married. Otherwise, we're going to go to hell. So as you can hear, there were so many thoughts and feelings that were going through my mind. Some of this I'm going to leave for other episodes. Today, I want to talk about me getting the breast implants and having these said implants removed 5 years later. It started when the rug was pulled out for me when I was faced with losing my marriage of 19 years at that time. And there was a huge list of what he wanted or didn't like about me. And weight was one of them. So I was determined to prove that I could lose weight. Again, on another episode, I'll go into that, but I did share a little bit about my eating disorder on a previous episode. It's called My Battle with an Eating Disorder. It's one of my earlier episodes, but it went from losing weight to gaining approval and love to a full-blown eating disorder. I can say this moment because I should say, that moment caused me to have an eating disorder, because it started back early when I was probably 13 or 14. And that diet mentality was taught to us all the way back. Like, I remember all the way back to my great grandmother, and probably it went further back from her. I just only remember my great grandma. Every Monday we started a new diet. You could probably relate if that's what you were raised like too. But it's when I felt hopeless and the only thing that I felt like I could control was my eating. So I controlled it all right. I went into starvation mode. But I like to call it a closet starvation mode, because I would eat enough in front of everyone for no questions to be asked, but severely undereat the rest of the times. I would drink Dr. Pepper to curb that hunger so I didn't have to hear it or feel it. Then I started walking in the mornings. I would walk, and then I got into the point where I had walked so much that I was walking and running. I would walk from one mailbox to another mailbox and then run, etc. And again, that's for another story about how, with my hip surgery, how I overcame that. But I was walking and running 5 miles a day. Then I would come home, homeschool. Then I was teaching fitness classes, which I added more fitness classes because I knew deep down that eventually I would be a single mom. I didn't go to college. I didn't have a career. I was a stay-at-home homeschool mom, which honestly, I never regretted, and I loved every single minute with my girls. But as far as being able to support myself financially, well, I couldn't do that. So like I said, I added fitness classes to make the extra money. Some days I was teaching from 9 to 12. My daughter would go with me and do her school there. Then I would teach some night classes after I had ran, taught the morning classes, homeschooled, etc. I was exhausted, but I felt like I had no other choice. At that time, I even added a desk job at the hot yoga studio where I was teaching so I could work, make some money during the day, and then I would teach the class there at night. It was crazy. But when you're in survival mode, you do what you have to do. Okay, so I told you all of that because I wanted you to hear a little bit of my past so that you could see that I was in a determined place. Well, with all the exercising and the starvation, it led to great weight loss. I'm not proud of the fact that it happened like this, but I won't lie. I loved how I looked. I did feel better with less weight, but I was just exhausted. I knew what to do as far as eating the right way. So over time, I did start back eating. So that's good. But I thought that our marriage was going to actually survive it. I thought that it was going to make it. You know, we were going to counseling, all the things. But when people would question me, these were the ones that knew what was going on behind closed doors. I would just say, I'm staying until God gives me peace. I will stay so that I can always look at my daughters and say that I tried everything with no regrets. And to this day, I can say that. I did try everything. Even when the now Jennifer, the strong Jennifer, the one that would not put up with what I put up with, I would never tell me to stay in an abusive relationship. I would never tell my daughters to stay in an abusive relationship. So if I'm honest with myself, if I have any regrets, it would be that I stayed and showed them that it was acceptable. But we all know we can't go back. You can't go back. I can't go back. But we have to just know that God was teaching us something or teaches us something in the valley. And for me, He was teaching me in the valley to be stronger. He has grown me so much since those days. It almost feels like I can shut my eyes and it's a movie of someone else's life. Because I was so boundaryless, y'all. I was so insecure. It kind of makes my heart cry a little when I think about it because I feel so much stronger now. Anyway, let me get to why I wanted to share this with you. So once I had lost all the weight, let's just say my breasts looked like saggy flaps of skin. Oh, what I would give to have those saggy sacks of skin back because of what I've had to go through. But I knew then that He wanted me to look a certain way. Perfect, tight skin, skinny, all that. And at that time, I didn't like my boobs deflated either. I would often wonder if I didn't like them or if I just longed to be loved so much. I told myself that I was choosing the breast augmentation for me. I had always said that I would never do anything like this. So we started talking about it, and I do know that He brought it up, but I didn't stop it from happening. So in 2015, we went together to meet the doctor, and I remember the embarrassment feeling that I felt the whole time. I didn't want anyone to ever find out that I was doing anything like this. I didn't want to tell my daughters. I didn't want my family to know, and I was even embarrassed that I was going to have to take the time off from teaching to get this done. I did have a select few of friends that I talked about it with, and some of them were even thinking about getting theirs done, of course, for different reasons than I was. So after meeting with the doctors, we chose a doctor and decided to just, let's do this, right? But I remember feeling sick to my stomach to tell my daughters because I never want my daughters to feel that their bodies weren't enough. And here I was feeling and thinking that my body wasn't enough. Hindsight is always 20/20. I didn't share what I was feeling down deep inside with anyone, not even Him. I put on that excited face and I thought this would be it. He would choose to stay. He would choose to love me again. And at that time, he wasn't even telling me anymore that he loved me. I thought maybe he would choose to wear his wedding band again. Again, he wasn't even wearing his wedding band. But I just needed to do this and see if it would make me perfect enough. So I did. And our marriage ended 2 years later. Now, let's fast forward to 2019. And I was in and out of doctors over the past few years. I started dating a lifelong friend rather quickly after my divorce, and in 2020, I jumped right into marriage with him. Again, if I would have listened to what I was feeling on the inside, I would have never made that choice either. But God uses our mistakes to refine us even more, and that's definitely been my story. He has used any mistake that I have made, and he's used it to refine me. So after going to many doctor's appointments, struggling with over 20 symptoms that were unexplained and searching for answers on my own, I came across breast implant illness. It described me 100%, y'all. I was absolutely blown away. So what I do, I dug in a little bit more. And I really wasn't talking to anyone about it, just trying to figure it out on my own. I knew I was dying from the inside out, and the doctors just could not figure it out. The blood work came back okay. The multiple EKGs came back. The mammograms, the ultrasounds, all that came back okay. Just unexplained symptoms. Pain that was so bad at times, I felt like an elephant that was sitting on my chest. The fear of dying was so real that I took a video of myself for my girls and I was telling them goodbye in case I didn't survive this. And if they looked through my phone, they would know that I knew that I loved them. And that I was sorry that I had made a decision to get implants because I knew these implants were killing me. I prayed so hard for hours and I met with a doctor and finally found a doctor and he agreed that it was breast implant illness 100% and that they needed to be removed as soon as possible. He explained the risks, the procedures, and then I decided that this is something I had to do. I remember feeling alone because, again, I was so embarrassed that I made this choice to begin with, and I was even more embarrassed that I was going to spend $7,000 to $8,000 to undo a bad decision. Also, this marriage that I had quickly jumped into was ending about as quick as it began. So not only was I carrying this load of my sickness, but I was trying to keep it private about my marriage of just a few months falling apart. I won't get into that story on this episode, but I will say that my surgery was on Monday, and on that Friday before my surgery, he was packing his bags to leave, which was something that took place on the regular. But when I said I would have to call my mom for help because I couldn't physically do it on my own, he said, "No, I'll help you." He nor I was ready to let our families know that it was over. Going into surgery, knowing that I was going to have to depend on a man to help take care of me when he didn't really even want to be there was so overwhelming, but I knew that I had to do it. I cleared my schedule, I was still teaching fitness classes, and prepared myself for another 6-week recovery. The surgery was brutal. They had to scrape my sternum, in between my ribs, my chest wall, and my side heading up to my armpit. I had 6 or more weeks of physical therapy, but it was done. I survived, and I'm living to tell my story. So here's the thing, y'all. The reason I feel God put this on my heart because I was reading recently in Matthew where he talks about faith as small as a mustard seed. Even though I didn't understand the why I was going through those 2 failed marriages, the breast implant, then the explant surgery, I didn't understand why my body was rejecting it, why my body has and does not respond to things like others do. But through this whole journey, I had faith that God was allowing it for a reason. I didn't know the reason or the reasons why, but my faith was not shaken. My faith that I knew that in the end, I would be better because of it. I had no idea what God was going to do or that he was going to use my story or anything that I had gone through as my furnace story. I just felt like life was coming at me at all angles. But that time is now used to help so many women. I would cry and beg God to hold me. He was my husband when I was married those times and I felt all alone. You know, it's really hard when you're living with someone, but yet you feel invisible and alone. So what I would do is I had worship music that I would sing and cry to on the regular basis. I would print lyrics from those songs and make a playlist, whatever I needed to do to know that He was right there with me. All of these moments in my life led me to exactly where I am today. Strong, courageous, and loving exactly where He has me. God truly can make something beautiful from ashes. Ashes from bad choices that I made. He didn't punish me. He used those moments to refine me. I always say this out of heaven, I won't ever arrive, but I do feel that now I can thrive, and I know that you can too. I believe it. Sorry, didn't mean to get choked up. If you're listening right now and you feel defeated, you feel that you have made or you are making some bad decisions that are impacting your results of where you are right now, I want you to hear me when I say it is never too late. You are never too old, and God is right there, ready to embrace and mold you if you allow Him. In Matthew, when He was asking the disciples why their faith was so little, He wasn't asking because He needed to know the answer. He was asking because He needed them to become aware of why they couldn't heal that sick boy. It wasn't because God didn't give them the ability. It was because they didn't believe. Just like us, God gives us strength and abilities, but then we don't use them to better ourselves or to help others. We spend so much time telling ourselves that we aren't, or that we shouldn't be, or we don't have the skills to do this. Or instead of working on that one step that we have in front of us, we're trying to see the big picture. He doesn't tell us that He will light the entire way. He says He will light our path. And I personally see that as one step at a time. This is what I like to picture in my mind. You picture a sidewalk with those little solar lights. People put them every few feet, right? So you put them along the way, down the path. You don't just put one at the end and say, okay, it's going to light the whole sidewalk. You light the path. Have you ever been somewhere where it kind of lights up as you go? That's kind of cool. Like when you're in the grocery store and the freezer section, you walk by and the lights start turning on. I picture that as that's what God wants to do with our life. He provides it as we need it. He gives us one. He wants us to take one step at a time. He's going to provide that light for you if you walk, and He's going to provide another one. So I want you to apply this to your walk of faith with Him. Apply this to your calling as a mom, a wife, a worker, or maybe you feel called to start a side hustle or to get in ministry. Fill in the blank, whatever it is. He may not show you the big picture, but if you're faithful, He will show you the path that you need to take. He will light each step of the way. Now, I'm proof that the path will have some twists and turns and maybe even hit a stop sign along the way. But just keep walking. Don't stop. Don't get discouraged. Just keep walking. He's giving you that step every single step of the way. So you see, my story is not a story where you'll hear and walk away thinking, man, she's had it all together her whole life. And honestly, y'all, I still don't have it all together. But what I do have is faith of the mustard seed, and He will move mountains, even mountains that seem impossible, if I will just have faith. The difference between small faith of a mustard seed and little faith like the disciples had in the story in Matthew is one is filled with belief and the other is filled with doubt. So you can have small faith of a mustard seed, but it's full of belief. Or you can have little faith and it's full of doubt. I personally choose to believe until God shuts the door. Instead of doubting, I'm going to keep walking. Instead of doubting until He opens the door, I'm going to believe until the door opens. So you just keep walking. So how about you? Which are you going to choose? I always want you to feel empowered and encouraged after taking the time to listen to my podcast. So I want to leave you with this. Faith without works is dead. But we must prepare for what we're praying for. Faith doesn't just wait. It prepares. It's working. It's active. It's not just a wish. It's evidence of things that you've hoped for. It's an act of declaration. God, I don't see you now, but I'm ready to leave all my fears behind. Train me for what I'm praying for. Use me. I want to really learn from the season that I'm in. Prepare, because that's what having faith of a mustard seed does. You keep doing your part and working, all the while keeping your faith. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I also want to invite you to my Empowered Mentorship Program. This is a group coaching program that will empower you to overcome your past and pivot to your future with a firm biblical foundation. My Empowered Mentorship has women from all walks of life and who are coming to get coached in various areas. Do you need help with confidence and boundaries? Or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business or struggling with finding your calling? All of these areas have one common ground. That is, they all start with your mindset. Once you learn the tools to change your mindset, you truly can change the trajectory of your future. This may be exactly what you've been looking for. I truly believe that God has created this, and I can't wait for you to join us. There's a link in my show notes with more details. And don't forget to take my quiz, because this will help you discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back, and you'll learn how to move forward with confidence and clarity. Thank you again for your support. It means so much to me.